Good morning, everybody. I heard a song a while back, and it just been burdened my heart. It's I've been praying for my brother for 2 years to know the Lord, and I was just wondering, is there anyone out there that, you know, the name of the song is called Someone, and are you someone that someone's been praying for? The guy that wrote this song, he prayed for his brother for 20 years. He played in a rock and roll band. And he was into drugs and everything. And anyway, in 20 years of praying in a barn behind his house, his brother received the Lord. And now he sings gospel music. So, go ahead, Alex. Love the daddy so. Time is steady passing. Daddy's getting old. Daddy, won't you listen? For the time is running out. It could be this very hour. Daddy, won't you listen now? Are you someone? Someone's been praying for. Someone loves you enough to take the time to fall upon their knees, praying, Father, won't you please find a way before too late for my daddy to leave. You may have a brother, only God can know the hours you spent praying for the brother you love so. You may be that brother, thinking time is on your side. Your soul will be required of you, who knows, this very night. And are you someone, someone? Someone loves you enough to take the time to fall upon their knees, praying, Father, won't you please find a way before too late for my brother to believe. You may have a daughter or a son that you love so. They've both been long forgotten, the faith their mother sowed. And you may be that son or daughter, and you've wandered far away. The time has come to now return, now before too late. And are you someone, someone's been praying for? Someone loves you enough to take the time to fall upon their knees, praying, Father, won't you please find a way before too late for my family to believe. Please find a way before too late for that someone to be.
Brother Mike, y'all bow with me in prayer. Father, yes, Lord. He's been praying for his brother for a long time. And God, we join hands and hearts with him as a body of Christ here, believing, Father, that Curtis will come forth, and that, Father, that your spirit that is drawing him through the testimonies of his family and through the prayers of others, that, God, that he will accept Christ before it's too late. Lord, we pray, God, in Jesus' name, and thank you for answering this prayer today, believing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. I love you. Appreciate you. Y'all stand with me and turn to Matthew. Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, verse 1. Matthew 6 and verse number 1. Let me just tell you from Randy Lamb. He called me again yesterday. We were talking and praying. He wanted me to send to you his love, his thanks, and what a beautiful offering that y'all have given to him. And he just wants all of you to know that he had one of the best weeks of being a part of God's revival that he's had in a long time.
Praise God.
And he said to tell all of his people, now notice this, his people, because y'all belong to him now, okay? Belong to God, but you belong to him too. He said that he wanted y'all to know that y'all are his family and he loves you and we're thankful. He talked a lot about giving this past week in many areas. And this morning, so that we can continue with revival, I want us to look at some truths about what we call Christian giving. Christian giving. Look at verse 1. Take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, ye have no reward, underline that in your heart, of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself now shall reward thee. Say it with me. Openly, may you be seated as we look at God's word. As Brother Randy talked about giving, not just money, but in so many areas of our life, giving ourselves completely to God, saying, here, Lord, I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender all. He talked about giving to each other as we are the body of Christ, and how that the body of Christ is one in Christ, that we are to pray for one another, love one another, be a part of each other's life as you have been this morning. When one hurts, as Brother Matthew said, we all hurt. When one's joyous, we should all joy. When one cries, we should all cry. Amen. And so when we talk about giving, I want you to look at the word alms. The word alms here, it means aid or charity or benevolence. It's an offering for the needy. It goes even deeper. What is it that people need? Some people need money. Some people need food. Some people need clothing. There's all kind of needs, amen?
Amen?
Everybody is needy. Every one of us here today are needy. Maybe you don't need money. Maybe you don't need clothes. Maybe you don't need food. But there's not a person here that don't need Jesus.
Amen.
There's not a person here today that don't need to know that he loves you.
Amen.
And that don't need to know how much he loves you. And
they
don't need to know that not only does Jesus love you, the Father loves you, and the Holy Spirit loves you. And you need to know that we love you. Because guess what? And I know this is a cliche. You and I are the only Jesus that people are going to see. We are. And this morning, when I look at this first point, I see that the Lord Jesus, listen to these words, expects and requires us to give. Look at verse 2 for just a minute. Notice the wording here. He said, when thou doest thine alms, not if you do it, but when. See, Jesus expects me to give, amen? He expects me to give. I'm going to say that again. He expects you and me to give. Let me say it that way. Because let me tell you something, giving goes deeper than just your pocketbook. Your pocketbook will not go any deeper than your heart. If your heart's not right with God, guess what? This pocketbook ain't going to be no good either. So don't get that. I know everybody looks at me and says, well, it's just the preacher's time to preach about money. You know, there was this little boy walking out the door. Preacher just got through preaching, and he was walking to the back, and he went back there, and he was shaking hands. And as he shook hands, one of the deacon's little boys, about 8 years old, came up to him, shook his hand, and in his hand he had some money, and the preacher said, what you doing, Jonathan? He said, well, I don't need your money. He said, that ain't what Daddy said. Daddy said, we ain't never had a preacher this poor. All he talks about is money. Amen. That's one thing that I can promise you. The tithe belongs to the Lord, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But the almsgiving is above the tithe. The almsgiving is for the needs of the body of Christ and others. The almsgiving, Jesus didn't say that you and I, if you give, he said when you give. So when I look at this, what am I supposed to do as a Christian? First of all, as a Christian, it's not optional. It's not something that I can choose or I should try to choose or not to do. The Bible is very clear here. I should give. Quiet, ain't it? Boy, I tell you what, when you start talking about money, it gets quiet. But let me tell you something. I'm talking about giving of yourselves. Giving of your body, your mind, your spirit. Giving of those individuals around you. Giving them to the Lord. Giving whatever you have means to give. You give it to God. And you give it to Him because you love Him. So I don't believe that there's any expectations other than the fact that God expects me, as a follower of Jesus Christ, He expects me to give. Now, there's many places to give. Don't get me wrong. You turn on the TV, there's a flood down there, or there's a hurricane over here, there's a tornado here, there's all this, people need food. There's all kind of places to give. But here's the thing. I believe giving ought to start at the house of the Lord. I believe we ought to give here and then let it go out as you give to other places. I'll tell you why. Because some of you will see people that I will never see. You will hear things that I will never hear. You will have opportunities that I will never, ever, ever be a part to do. And so therefore, your giving, as you give, you answer to God for your giving. Amen. Y'all hear me? You answer to God for your giving. Whether you give or you don't give, you still answer to God. Amen? Because I promise you, I do believe that there will be an accountability. Because I hear people all the time say, that's my money. That's mine. Can I tell you something? There ain't one thing that you and I have belongs to us. God lent it to us. And you're either a good steward of it or you're a bad steward. You can either be a steward of God with whatever God's given you, whatever that is, or you can be a bad steward. But can I tell you something? God expects us as born again children of God. He expects us to give. Number two, not only does he expect me to give, but the Lord wants us to give with the right motive. Go back to verse 1 for just a minute. Chapter 6, verse 1. Take heed that you do not your alms or your giving before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, say this very loudly, you have no reward. Of who? I mean, let me ask you, who do you think you're going to get rewarded by? Me? Do you think that because you walk up here and put money into a little church here for the loan, and maybe I see you or somebody thinks, well, preacher, I just want you to know how much I gave. Can I tell you something? I don't want to know how much you gave. I don't want to know. You can ask any of our financial team. There is one thing that this preacher does not do, I will not do. I don't want to know what you give. You know why? Because, well, not only that. Yeah, it's between you and God, all right. But I'm going to tell you what, if I know what you give, the devil plays with me. The devil plays with me. I'm just like you or anybody else. And don't think that I can't be judgmental just like anybody else can be. So I'm being honest, folks. I don't mean that in a wrong way, and I'm not being ugly. I'm just being honest. I really don't want to know what you give, because it is between you and God. And guess what? When you give it right, the attitude of the heart is what God's looking for. I hear people all the time say, well, that's all the preacher wants, is he just wants our money. Can I tell you, if that's all you think I want, then don't give it. I mean that as honest and sincerely as I can tell you, because God will take care of us. Amen. If that's the only reason. People always want to say, the preacher, he just preaching so he gets paid. Can I tell you something? I preach because God called me to preach. I don't preach for money. I don't beg for money. I don't beg you for money, and I will not beg you for money. God has taken care of us for 30 years of ministry. We've never went lacking a meal, you can see. We've always had a roof over our head. We've always had a car to drive. And we've always had gas to go visit somebody. And that will never change. You give us your love by giving us the money you give us to take care of my family. That's how I can have surgery every year. That's how I can have insurance. That's how we have a house over there, is because you gave. That house don't belong to us. That house belongs to the Lord. Amen. It's in this church's name. We don't live over there for free, like everybody thinks. Preachers is free. Can I tell you something? It ain't free. Because we have to pay taxes on what y'all claim for that house. 15.3%. You say, preacher, what are you doing? I'm just trying to let you know a lot of things that people don't know about what goes on with money. Right? In a church. A lot of people don't understand. This young man and his wife, new in the ministry as far as being full-time in the ministry, they've had to take some steps in their life. And let me tell you, they have sacrificed some things. She is home with her two children right now, which I'm proud and thankful for. I'm thankful that this young man, on his day off, we give him 2 days off, or try to give him 2 days off. On his day off, guess what he's doing? He's out there doing nursing home ministry so he can make an extra few bucks so he can take care of his family. Ain't nothing wrong with that, brother. I think you drove pizzas, delivered pizzas before, right? You've done whatever it took to take care of your family. And that's something that y'all, a lot of church people don't realize, that you're giving with the right heart and the right attitude, it takes care of your pastor, the staff, the people that are in charge of taking care of this body of Christ. Amen. But why do you give? This morning, why did you give? Don't start shouting out, okay? But honestly and truly, what was your purpose for giving? That's something that you can only answer. Because if you want to be rewarded by the Father, you better have the right motive.
Amen.
And the right attitude about your giving. I've had people come to me and they get mad. Preacher, I gave so much to the church and look at me. I've lost this, I've lost that, I've lost this, I've lost that. I've seen people get mad at me because I told them, listen, God just said give. He didn't say why you were going to be without anything. And whenever I'd ask them, I'd say, when was the last time you read your Bible? When was the last time you prayed? Because that's my first question. When people start talking about how bad things are, listen, just start asking them, when was the last time you read your Bible? When was the last time you prayed? You'll find out right quick where they are, right?
Yep.
And listen, it is a matter of the heart. Giving goes deeper than this.
Right.
Giving goes to the heart. So Jesus simply says, what is your motive? Why do you give the tithe? Why do you give an offering above the tithe? Why do you give to the man that's standing on the street corner holding a sign and says, I'm hungry? Which I know some people say, I ain't giving to them because they just, can I tell you something? It's not my place to figure out what they do or don't do. If God leads me to give, guess what? It's off of me. It's off of me. Can I say that again? It's off of you. If you give with the right motive and the right heart and the right reason for the right purpose that God called you to give, He will bless you.
Amen.
Matter of fact, that's why some of us are blessed as well as we are. When you stop and think about it. Some people say, well, preacher, that's just you. That's just because you're the preacher. Can I tell you what you give should be for the only purpose to glorify God? It should not be about man and what man thinks. See, I think we live in a world where people are always concerned about what man thinks. I think we worry too much about what man thinks. I'm guilty. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm guilty of that. Sometimes you can get to a point and place that you're trying to think about how man's going to look at something, that before you know it, you forget that it's not about that man. It's about what God's looking at. And can I tell you something? There's nothing greater than being obedient to God in His word through giving. Through giving. Even got quieter now. You know what that tells me? That tells me the Holy Spirit is working. I can hear the wood burning. I can see some of the smoke going on. Because the third thing is that not only does He want us to give a tithe, but look at verse 2 and 3 again. Let me pick up where I stopped. Verse 2. Do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may glory of men. Now that happened in this day. Let me just tell you, Jesus wasn't just saying these words. They had a picture of this because they would stand out there and they would blow their trumpet and they had a change and they would take, I don't care how much money they had, and they had a vase that when you poured that money and that change in it, it would clean, 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 clang, clang, and people would watch because they wanted men to see what they were doing. Be careful. But here he says, that they may have glory of men, verily I say unto you, they have their reward. That's it. When you give for the wrong motive, the wrong attitude, when you give it, there is no reward. Now, when I say reward, I'm talking about in this life. People always want to talk about just the reward in heaven. I'm talking about, do you believe God will reward you in this life?
Yes.
Right now, do you believe that? He promised it. He promised it. Verse 3. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. Here Jesus is specifically teaching us about giving charitable. You know, I know that I've done this before, so I'm probably the best example or worst example. I remember a man that was standing on the corner one day, and I pulled up and he was hungry. I went to Burger King and I took a sack of a meal and I gave it to him. And I said, the Lord bless you today. Well, in my spirit, I thought, well, I'm just going to watch. And the guy did exactly what I thought he would do. He threw the stuff in the ground. Because he didn't want the food. He wanted money. Now, you can imagine how that irked me. I say that real gently. But you know what? My attitude was wrong. Because I wasn't answering for that. So you know what I did the next day? I went up to him. Rolled down my window, and I said, here's $5. You go buy what you want. You might think that's wrong because he might have took that $5, went and bought alcohol with it. But I wanted him to know that because he threw that in the ground, it was not going to keep me from giving to him if my heart was right with the Lord. And I don't know what happened to that man. Because guess what? The next day I went by there, he wasn't there no more. So I don't know. Y'all ever been up to Hardee's up here on 204? You ever been behind the McDonald's on 204? Y'all see that same man everywhere you go. That man, every time we're around McDonald's or Hardee's, we buy him something. And give it to him. And not one time has he never not said thank you. Now you never get close enough to really take time because he's always on the run. But can I tell you something? Giving is not just giving to the poor, but also giving to the church, to the body of Christ, and to the benevolence of people in this community. Which I can stand here and say, this church, for the history of this church has never not been a giving church. Amen?
Amen.
Every pastor that's been here, way before I ever came here, they taught the body of Christ here to give willingly, openly, without reservations. Thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars has gone to people in this community. People have had surgeries. People have buried their loved ones. People have had food and water and lights and rent because people gave. So don't ever think that your giving goes unnoticed because the Heavenly Father sees everything that you give and how you give it. And when you give it. Aren't you thankful?
Yeah.
Man, we should shout for joy for what God has given to us. You know how much it is a privilege to be able to give to somebody else. You ever been hungry? You remember when somebody fed you? Some of y'all got some stories in this room about how hungry you were as a child. And you remember when somebody came along and gave you a piece of bread. You remember when somebody picked you up, took you to church. You remember when some things happened in your life that you couldn't control because you was a child. And yet God sent somebody to give to you. Are you giving back? Are you giving back? I wonder what would happen if we truly gave back with the measure that God has given to us. Wow. Oh, we praise God for, I think I saw here on the bulletin, I praise God for the $3,427 that was given to the missionaries for Annie Armstrong. I thank God for that. Y'all give the Lord a praise. I'm thankful for that. I don't know what that's going to do. But can I ask you something? Let me just be a little bit more blunt. How much would that $3,427 be if all of us would have gave?
A lot.
I wonder. Right? Then I look at other things when I think about having ample enough. Can I tell you, we're not to hoard up anything. Sometimes I see churches hoarding up money. I mean, they just get it in and they just hold on to it. And don't take this the wrong way, please. I don't mean that you're not supposed to be good stewards. Y'all hear me? But I don't believe God wants us sitting here with thousands and thousands of dollars in the bank and people around this community are dying and going to hell. And we're not trying to reach our community. Amen?
Amen.
So the third thing is, he wants us to practice what the Word of God says about giving. The fourth thing, look at verse 4. He said that thy alms or thy giving may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself. Boy, that's deep. You know how deep that is? It don't matter if I know how much you give or not. The Father does. It don't matter if you know how much I give. The Father does. It don't matter how secretly you are when you take out a dollar and put it in the offering plate, thinking you've done God a favor, thinking that maybe a dollar is okay. Can I tell you something? You know what that tells me? That you didn't make but $10 this week. That's what that tells me. And I know a lot of people say that the Old Testament says, right? The Old Testament says to give a tenth. Can I ask you something? Is grace lesser than the law or more? Are you living under grace or are you living under the law? The law said 10%. Grace didn't have a number, did it? But wouldn't you think grace is more than 10%? Just so y'all don't misunderstand anything, every bit of your tithes and offerings that you give, this church gives 12% of what you give to others. It's been a practice ever since I've been in ministry. You know why? Because if the body of Christ ain't gonna give, how can I ask you to give anything if we're not willing to give to others? Amen? Man, I praise God for that. I praise God that every month, whenever Miss Janice writes a check and she gets through at the end of the month, and whatever the tithes and offerings is, we give 6% to the convention. We give 4% to the association. We give 2% to the Baptist Children's Home and the children's ministries and the pastors and their families, their wives, that the pastors have died and they can't even make ends meet. They get a check every month from the convention because you gave. See, sometimes we're guilty. I'm guilty of not sharing. I should have shared this with every one of you when you joined this church. And I've been really praying about this for a long time. We make a mistake. When people join the church, we're so glad they joined. Yay! Boy, we're so thankful. And then we don't even get to meet them. They don't know nothing about us. We don't know nothing about them. Folks, that needs to change. It needs to change right now. And we need to make sure that when somebody joins this congregation, that they know what we believe, why we believe what we believe, and what direction are we going in. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Because you know what? I'm guilty. And I make a commitment, a fresh commitment this morning, myself, right now, that I'm not going to let that happen anymore. And deacons, when I make that commitment, I'm asking you to join me. That from now on, nobody joins this church that they don't have an opportunity to sit down with either you or me, and that they can have a conversation with us, and that we can know. Amen?
Amen.
Church, y'all agree with that?
Amen.
I think that's the thing we should do. Sometimes messages like this, you think it's for you, it's for me. It's more for me than what you would ever dream it's for. Because giving is something that I totally believe that you can't outgive God. Amen? Can't outgive him. The Lord reminds us over and over again that the ultimate way to give is to give as you're given to God. As you do it unto him. As you do it for him. As you do it for that purpose of pleasing God. How many of y'all like to please your moms and dads whenever they were alive? How many of y'all like to please your mom and daddy today? How many of us really and truly ever think about pleasing God and making sure that we give unto him? The last thing, the fifth thing, is that the Bible teaches us that giving is worship. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Giving is worship. Did you know when those guys walked down this aisle? Let's pray. Y'all pray. Father, right now, we just ask you, Lord, that you would be so near and dear to our sister, to our family. Y'all pray right now, please. Y'all just pray. Nobody get up. Y'all just bow your heads and pray. Just bow your heads and pray. Just be in prayer. We've got medical team here. Just pray. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you'll touch her right now. That God, that you would give her strength. She wanted to come to church. She wanted to be around God's people. And yet, God, the depression and the sorrowfulness and the anxiety of her heart, Lord, I ask you right now to touch her. Touch her in the name of Jesus. Raise her up, Father. Raise her up and give her that she needs right now. As these that minister to her, and as they call, and we call upon your name, as they call right now, Everybody, keep praying. Keep praying. Keep praying. Just keep praying. Father, we need a touch from the Master's hand right now. And we're trusting you, Lord. Trusting you for the touch for her right now. I'm going to ask everybody if y'all would please stand for me. Everybody, please stand. Everybody. Everybody stand. Here's what I need you to do. I need everybody to either go outside and pray and wait on the ambulance. We need to clear this. We need to clear this side. Or you can move over. If you feel led to leave and you need to go, that's fine. But we need to clear this side so nobody's on this side at all. And I need somebody out front, one of our men, to direct the ambulance when they get here. Okay? Right now. Right now. Okay? Right now. Right now.